Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. The Moline Police Department has put two captains on paid administrative leave after they were found over the weekend in a car with the chief of police, who was pulled over for speeding and drunk driving in rural Scott County. Captains Trevor Fisk and Brian Johnson were riding with Police Chief John Hitchcock on Friday evening. Neither Fisk nor Johnson have been charged by the Iowa State Police, and the city says it has not received any reports of wrongdoing by the captains during the traffic stop. The police department is investigating the incident and says the captains will return to work once the department finishes their investigation. Students and staff at North Scott Junior High School in Eldridge are still recovering after an attempted shooting on August 31st. A 12-year-old student pointed a gun at a teacher and pulled the trigger, but the safety was on. Superintendent Joe Studding says he's rethinking the district's safety policies since the incident.
And at the same time, you don't want to make those kind of decisions in the emotions of a situation. You want to take the time to research it out. Whether that's changing a policy or adding personnel or what it might be, you know, we'll analyze that out and everything's on the table.
Community members have suggested installing metal detectors or hiring more security guards. But with declining enrollment, Studding says their resources are limited. Davenport police are holding out hope that a reward will help them solve a three-month-old homicide. Yesterday, Crime Stoppers announced the extension for another 90 days of the $10,000 cash reward for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for the death of Jason Roberts. On June 9th, police responded to a report of shots fired at about 2 a.m. near 800 West 4th Street in Davenport. Officers found the 46-year-old Roberts suffering from gunshot wounds, and he was pronounced dead soon after arriving at a local hospital. Anyone with information about his murder should contact Davenport Police or Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities, where you can remain anonymous. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.